You know that song. You know what it means. It means that it's time for Radio Nibbles. And I have John Lindorf in the studio with me, along with a special guest. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Shannon, and good morning to everybody out there in the KGNU multiverse. You know, we've talked a lot on the show over time about practical ways to actually improve the environment as far as food goes. And one area of disgust for an awful lot of people is the waste that came with takeout food. And it really came together during the pandemic, people started piling up these black plastic containers. One solution to it is reusable containers, and we've talked to our guest before. Ashwin Ramdas is here, and when we talked before, hi. Well, hey. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
And when we talked before, you had just started up Repeater.
Yes, that's right. About a year and a half ago, we were an outfit called Repeater. It was just me and my co-founder, Chris. We started it in two restaurants in Boulder, and then we were slowly growing it. And then it was actually the last time we were here to chat with KGNU that me and Chris decided to merge the company and sell the company to Deliver Zero. So we're now Deliver Zero, and me and Chris are both part of Deliver Zero now, making it happen here again.
Tell us about Deliver Zero.
Yeah.
It's a national company.
Yeah, so Deliver Zero is a reusable takeout container service. It was first started in New York. Now it's New York, Denver, and Boulder, where we have restaurants. Essentially, it's we've created a reusable takeout container system that allows restaurants to give guests the option to get their takeout and delivery in reusables without any extra steps for the restaurant and without any extra steps for the user, except for the one extra step where the user has to give us the containers back when they're done. But they can give the containers back right at their door with a free pickup service. So it's a very convenient, reusable container service that we believe can really scale and be taken to more cities and restaurants.
Let's talk about the containers, because from a restaurant point of view, how the food gets delivered is very important. So
right.
what are the, I can see it, but obviously the audience can't.
Right. Yeah, so our containers are designed specifically for food service and for takeout. So they're pretty similar to the clamshells that you would see in a takeout service, but they're a very hard, durable material that it can be reused at least 1,000 times. So in their lifespan, they'll displace hundreds of single-use containers, and they're thermally insulated, they're stackable, they're all the things that restaurants would want out of the container, and they're a better presentation of restaurants' food because you're not getting like a floppy cardboard box or a styrofoam box, and you know, making this perfect meal and then putting it into a styrofoam box is not like the greatest joy for a restaurant.
Well, and even if the, there was this tremendous amount of talk about compostable takeout containers, and many people have made noble attempts in that direction. But the reality with the current composting is that you can't compost
them. Yeah, so compostable packaging is no longer accepted.
In Boulder County. Anyway.
In Boulder County and in Denver as well, where we operate. And so, you know, we kind of had that gut feeling for a long time. There's a lot of, I don't want to say greenwashing, but there's a lot of loopholes in the compostable packaging system where a lot of times ends up in the landfill. And so we've believed for a long time, which is why we started this company, that reuse is the real solution. We just need to make a scalable system, and we believe that we've done that.
So it's available now. We should let people know at 7 Boulder restaurants, right?
Yes.
Name a few of them.
Yeah, Zeal, Leaf, Naked Lunch, Dune Dune Box, trying to remember our others. I live down in Denver, so
Well, but forget sometimes. So, and you can find out about these on
On our website, deliverzero.com.
But the newest thing, and I think it may have a huge impact, is that you're doing a test in at the two ideal markets, the one in Boulder and the one in Denver. I've been here long enough to remember when Ideal Market was kind of the only local market in Boulder.
Yeah.
It was kind of a prototype for what was to come, and now it's owned by Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And so much takeout food comes out of supermarkets now.
Yeah, and Whole Foods especially, they do a lot of hot bar, salad bar meals that come in those typical cardboard boxes. And just like you said, we started a pilot with Whole Foods, to test out reusable containers for the hot bar and the salad bar.
But just at Ideal in Boulder?
Starting at the two Ideal markets, one in Boulder, one in Denver. And Whole Foods has essentially, you know, this is a pilot for them because they want
to
see.
So you go to the Ideal market.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got your four-year-old with you and they're hungry.
Yeah.
And you fill it with macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
And take it home. What happens to the container after that?
Yeah, so your responsibility, I guess, is to rinse the container out, give it a quick rinse, and then return the container to Whole Foods at your next visit.
Ideal Market.
Ideal Market
because,
at your next
because
visit.
Because the other Whole Foods markets aren't involved.
Not yet, but Whole Foods as an entity is involved, and they wanted to start at the Ideal Markets. But just like you said, you get your food. Instead of putting it in one of the disposable containers, you put it in a reusable container. You check out. There's a $1 deposit in the Whole Foods system. In our restaurant product, there's no deposits. But for Whole Foods, it's a $1 deposit. And then when you return the container back, you get that deposit back.
I have a very quick question.
Yeah.
I was getting some styrofoam from a restaurant that I know and love. And I asked them if they could perhaps like pick up this reusable container model, and they didn't know how.
Yeah.
So how can restaurants that who may be interested in this, or, you know, in theory at least, be interested in it, how can they find out more?
Yeah, so our website, deliverzero.com, has a lot of info for customers and also for restaurants where they can come and learn about our system. And it's very easy to contact us. Like, we're here in the area. My name's Ashwin. You can email me at ashwin@deliverzero.com. support@deliverzero.com, restaurants@deliverzero.com, any of those email addresses will go directly to our inboxes.
The biggest thing you can do is to tell your favorite restaurant how to do this so that they no more styrofoam ends up in the landfill. My guest today here on Radio Nibbles, Ashwin Ramdas.
Yep.
I hope you come back in a year and tell us that this is widespread throughout the community.
Yeah, thanks. I hope so, too.
Well, thank you so much to Ashwin Ramdas and to John Lindorf, as always, for hosting Radio Nibbles.